In the news this week, the number of abortions in Britain continues to rise year on year. Northern Ireland moves towards introducing no-fault divorce, and a Christian teacher in the US who was fired for upholding biological sex receives a six-figure payout. Hello. The number of abortions taking place in Britain has reached an unprecedented level. The latest figures for England and Wales show a rise for the sixth year in a row, with the number of abortions for 2022 standing at over 250,000, a rise of 17% on 2021. In Scotland, there were more than 18,000 abortions last year, up 10% on the previous year. The data also showed that almost all abortions carried out in Britain before 24 weeks were for social reasons. In England and Wales, around 60% of abortions were chemically induced at home under the Pills by Post scheme. The latest statistics show that 3,124 babies deemed to have a disability were aborted in England and Wales, including 760 babies with Down syndrome. Lynn Murray, spokesperson for the Don't Screen Us Out campaign, said, "It is deeply concerning that despite the leaps that advocacy groups have made in raising awareness in support of people with Down syndrome, abortion in the case of Down syndrome is still so commonplace and widespread in the UK." A call to introduce no-fault divorce in Northern Ireland has received almost universal backing from Stormont. In a debate, only the TUV's Jim Allister spoke against a move to amend existing legislation and allow applications for a divorce without apportioning blame to either party. Nicola Brogan of Sinn Féin, who proposed the change, claimed existing divorce laws are outdated and that modernisation would allow divorces to proceed on a less contentious basis and within a much quicker timeframe. But Jim Allister warned of the serious social consequences of introducing no-fault divorce.
Marriage is a coherent thread, keeping society and families often together. So it inevitably follows that when you embrace easy, no-fault divorce, then you cheapen marriage. Marriage is based on solemn vows. And no-fault divorce demeans, diminishes, disregards those vows.
The Irish government has been urged to bin its controversial hate speech bill instead of just recycling it. Carol Nolan TD said Justice Minister Helen McEntee's pledge to amend the bill rather than withdraw it fails to rethink the fundamentally wrong-headed approach to changing the law. Mrs. Nolan warned that what is considered to be unlawful speech under the proposals will ultimately only be determined by a jury once a person has been charged. The very vagueness of the bill is itself a potential form of violence against the personal and professional reputations of those who refuse to shape their speech to meet government or EU standards of acceptable discourse. She said the proposals must be binned, not just recycled. We do not need yet another round of ham-fisted government and ministerial amendments. And finally, a Christian teacher in California has received $360,000 after she was fired for saying she would inform parents if their child identified as transgender at school. Jessica Tapia told Harupa Valley High School that she could not comply with a series of directives which included using preferred pronouns and no longer sharing her religious beliefs on social media. Although the school did not admit any wrongdoing against her, Tapia said she wants teachers to know that the best thing we can do for students is educate in truth, not deception. It ultimately really does come down to my faith and how I believe that it's always worth it to stand for righteousness and fight for truth. And ultimately, I believe the word of God is that truth and is the instructions we've been given to live our life upon. Well, that's all for this week. For regular updates and information on all of our stories, plus much more, visit our website at christian.org.uk. Until next time, goodbye.